This is Alastair Hutton with an article written by Fiona. If you've ever been asked to leave premises because you're accompanied by your guide dog, you'll sympathise with Dave Kent. He was asked 3 times by a security guard to leave a branch of Marks & Spencer's in West London because he had his guide dog Faldo with him. However, as a senior executive with the charity Guide Dogs, Dave knew that being asked to leave because of Faldo was against the law. He asked to speak to the manager of the store and received an apology. Speaking to The Guardian afterwards, he said the incident highlighted a continuing problem of blind and partially sighted people being refused entry or asked to leave shops because they had guide dogs with them. According to the Guide Dogs charity, 3 in every 4 guide dog owners say they've experienced an access refusal in the past. Part of the problem may be that security companies employed in stores don't train staff in the details of access rights for working and service dogs. This should not be happening because the UK Equality Act of 2010 protects service dogs in the UK from unlawful discrimination when entering places where animals are prohibited or when accompanying owners by taxi, bus or aeroplane. Guide Dogs has now launched a campaign, Open Doors for Guide Dogs, which aims to ensure all businesses allow access for guide dogs, and they plan to petition the new Prime Minister to end access refusals. On their website, the charity says guide dog owners continue to face access refusals from businesses and services, including cafes, shops and taxis, because they're accompanied by their guide dog, despite this refusal being almost always illegal. They say access refusals can have a negative impact on people's confidence and on their lives. That's why we're working to open doors for guide dogs. We're educating businesses on the law and we're campaigning for government to strengthen it. They're encouraging guide dog owners to download their new phone app called Guide Dogs, which is available free from the App Store. The app suits both Android and iOS and can help users report access refusals or get support. As well as stores and cafes, transport, including taxis, public transport and air travel, are also included in the equalities legislation. Although the ride-hailing company Uber will transport passengers with pets for a small additional fee, there is no additional fee to carry service animals such as guide or hearing dogs. Uber's website states that in accordance with the Equality Act 2010, drivers are required to transport passengers with service animals unless the driver has a medical exemption, regardless of the ride option. Uber drivers have also been reminded of their legal obligations and warned that if they knowingly refuse to transport a rider because they have a service animal with them, they risk losing access to the Uber app permanently. Travelling by bus with a guide dog or hearing dog is becoming easier, with most major cities providing guidance on their websites. However, there are many different bus operators, so it's best to check arrangements with your local company before making travel plans. National Rail, whose membership consists of the rail companies of England, Scotland and Wales, reports that assistance dogs can travel free of charge and can accompany their owner even on a sleeper train. Unlike pet dogs, recognised guide and other assistance dogs can travel with their owners in the cabin of an aircraft with the UK, European and most international air carriers. They'll provide floor space in an adjoining seat or across the bulkhead, usually at no additional charge to guide and assistance dog owners. However, you should check with your airline as some will provide additional floor space at a reduced cost. Hopefully, you'll find this information helpful when planning your next trip, whether you're shopping or travelling.